Hello there, superstars. Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news where we tell you simply the what, letting you decide what to think. Remember, keep your ears open today to see if your vocab word was chosen to help write today's show. We start today talking about math. According to a global exam for 15-year-olds, students around the world experienced an unprecedented drop in math scores since the last time this test was taken in 2018. Now, normally, these assessments are taken every 3 years by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, but it was pushed back due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In the United States, students ranked 28th in mathematics out of the 37 participating countries. The U.S. did have stronger performances in reading and science, ranking 6th in reading, 12th in science. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona praised the country's investments in education, but acknowledged that improvement is needed, specifically pointing to mathematics, saying, quote, "We need a math revolution." Next up, some news that could completely change the landscape of college athletics. NCAA President Charlie Baker is proposing a change that would allow top Division I schools to pay their student athletes directly, sort of like employees, for the first time ever. In a letter to member schools, Baker suggests creating a new subdivision that schools can opt into, one that would require these institutions to compensate at least half of their student athletes. In the proposal, some athletes can earn a minimum of $30,000 per year. This would be on top of any scholarship money the student athletes may already be receiving. This would also be on top of any money the student athlete might make from personal NIL deals. NIL, or name, image, and likeness deals, are fairly new. In 2021, a landmark case reshaped the landscape of college sports, the U.S. Supreme Court deciding that student athletes should be able to appear in commercials or advertisements for businesses, for example, something that was never allowed by the NCAA before. Baker says this new proposal is about kickstarting a long overdue conversation to create more permissive and flexible rules. 10-second trivia. What animal became such a popular pet in Rwanda that the species nearly faced extinction? Lion, monkey, crane, or leopard? The gray-crowned crane is your answer here, becoming a status symbol, appearing in gardens of hotels and at private homes. There were only 300 left in 2012, but local conservation efforts are aimed at helping the crane make a comeback. Our world's wonderful wetlands play an essential role in our planet's climate. They're home to rich biodiversity and thousands of species of animals. But the UN says wetlands are disappearing 3 times faster than forests. Our resident adventurer, Bill Weir, takes us to some wetlands in Uganda where avian life dominates.
In the wetlands of western Uganda, avian life reigns supreme. The landlocked East African nation is home to around 1,000 species of birds, but none as iconic as the gray-crowned crane. Proudly emblazoned at the heart of the Ugandan flag, this gentle terrestrial bird is said to be a symbol of progress for the country.
The crane is one of the most gracious birds. I'm not surprised that Uganda chose it as one to be our emblem. I have been studying and working with birds for the last 28 years. In Uganda, we've got about 1,070 different species of birds. At global level, we've got about 10,000 different species of birds. So at that level, we've got about between 9 and 10% of the global population of the wild birds.
Over recent decades, though, habitats for these colonies have come under severe threat. Since the year 2000, a quarter of Uganda's wetlands have been lost, an average of nearly 5,000 hectares a year, causing rapid and irreversible change to the cradle of the cranes.
It is estimated that if this degradation continues, we shall lose all the wetlands by 2030, and that will be a very big disaster for the country and for the world. We started conducting research here in 1995. That's when we discovered that this wetland had very many species, some of which are endemic to this area. In other words, if this wetland goes, it means all those species will disappear forever. And that's when we started working with the communities to make sure that this wetland can be protected.
Across the past three decades, Achilles has pioneered a large-scale restoration program, successfully campaigning for the establishment of 12 wetland sites of international importance across Uganda. This vital intervention is helping cranes return to their natural habitat and providing a buffer to the human settlements that threaten with hunting, poisoning, and electrocution from power lines.
We started mobilizing communities and started incentivizing them so that they can participate. It takes long to work with the community group.
Nature Uganda has also established a network of crane custodians who serve as educators for local communities and bird-loving tourists alike.
And this is what we need to fight for. We cannot lose our national symbol. We still have an opportunity to save this beautiful species.
Have you ever heard of ghost kitchens? And we're not talking about some haunted kitchen. It's a term used when talking about online only restaurants. There's no brick and mortar location where you can go in, order your food, have a seat, and eat. During the pandemic, these ghost kitchens were extremely popular, especially when it came to the high demand of food delivery service. There were such high hopes for ghost kitchens that they were expected to make up more than 20% of the restaurant industry by 2025. Over $6 billion were invested in ghost kitchens during the pandemic, but now I guess you could say that ghost kitchens are being ghosted. More and more consumers want to get out and eat at restaurants in person, and they want to see where they're getting their food from. Some prognosticators warned that businesses like ghost kitchens, Zoom, Peloton, Instacart, which boomed during the pandemic, might see a major downtick as consumers would want to probably return to their old habits. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. A chicken owner in Tampa, Florida couldn't believe her eyes when her feathery friends froze. Jeannie Mose gets to the bottom of this excellent mystery.
Chicken chickies. The owner of these chickens in Tampa, Florida is so new to raising them that she hasn't even given each of them names.
Pepper, 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 and Pepper. Because do you see a difference?
But even a rookie knows chickens are supposed to run for food. So Brianna Antoinette was stunned.
Why are y'all not moving? Hello?
When all five of her chickens simultaneously froze and stayed paralyzed for over 2 minutes.
What was your immediate thought when they froze?
What you are witnessing in that video is a live panic attack.
What is happening right now? Chickens!
The internet had theories. People asked,
did you try unplugging them and plugging them back in?
When Brianna yelled for her fiance, they suddenly unfroze.
Nick! What the?
What we now know and what my fiance was able to spot in the tree above was a hawk.
This hawk has killed four of their chickens. They've strung fish line above the enclosure to keep the hawk away. By standing motionless, they're trying to be invisible. Is this what they mean by acting chicken?
Did I do something?
Jeannie Mose, CNN.
What the?
New York.
Dad joke for you. Why are chickens so funny? Because! Thanks to all of you for following along at Koi Wire on social and for your unflagging or persistent efforts, as Mr. Brown at Sacred Heart in Chicago would say, submitting vocabulary words for today's show. Today's word was submitted by Kendall Hoffman in Mr. Losh's class at Lincoln View High School in Van Wert, Ohio. Prognosticator, a noun for a person who foretells or prophesies a future event. Thanks for boosting our vocab. Today's shout out goes to the Hornets at St. Elizabeth, our four school in St. Elizabeth, Missouri. Keep buzzing, baby. I'm Koi. Thanks for being with us today. See you tomorrow so we can finish this week strong.